Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Nothing is better than to take a road trip with your fun-loving dog. You know that. And so does our very special guest. He is one of country music's finest, and he just unleashed a new song. It is called Road Dog. Please join me in welcoming the very multi-talented Skip Ewing. Welcome, welcome, Skip.
Thank you, Arden. You're so kind.
Yeehaw! Strap yourselves in. We're going to have a great episode. So you know the drill. We're going to take a quick break. Sit. Stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, because our guest today, you know him, is Skip Ewing. He's the kind of guy I love because he not only sings country songs, he writes country songs for some of the headliners where, I don't know, somebody like Keith Urban or maybe Randy Travis, you know, names we kind of know, but he also, his heart beats dog. So Skip, so happy to have you on our show.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. I love your show, so I'm happy to talk to you.
Well, I listened, and everybody, after the show, you got to check out Road Dog, the song on Pet Life Radio. My producer, Mark Winter, is going to be playing it, so you can check it out. But I saw the animated version with you and a bunch of dogs flopping into the view. It is 3 minutes and 38 seconds of joy.
Oh, you know, we sort of put it together accidentally. Linda and I live in northwestern Wyoming. It's beautiful, okay. Wide open country. And I opened the truck door. And out there, I mean, you know, everybody has a white truck and you can't tell it because there's too much mud on it, you know? And when I did, I looked in my truck and I realized that, well, first of all, at our house, pet hair is a condiment and a fashion statement. I have a huge white dog named Shotgun for the seat he likes to ride in, and another dog named Holly. We got this Christmas before last. And anyway, I looked at my truck and I'm like, there's hair everywhere. And there's, like, I can barely see out of the windows because noses have been up against it and there's paw prints. And I suddenly realized that I love this. I mean, not that I have to have a dirty truck, but it's just part of what...
It's been dog-ized.
Exactly. But for me, there's a joy in it. I get to, you know, take my 115-pound dog in the truck with me. And anyway, I was driving home after I looked at that truck and I started messing around with this song idea. We were coming up for this Road to California album. And I said, Linda, am I crazy? Or are there a zillion other people like us who are dog crazy? And she said, oh, no. And so I played it for her. She made me play it three times in a row. So we put it out to our whole fan base. And I said, send me pictures of your dogs, like especially if you're traveling with them. And I mean, we got dogs on boats. We got dogs on planes. We got dogs in cars. We got dogs in trucks. We got dogs on flatbeds and in four-wheel, you know. And Linda is a wonderful videographer. And so she took the song.
Oh, I didn't know she did this. Good.
Yeah. She took the song to make that video. And there are, I think, very close to 150 different dogs that were all sent to us by fans.
Oh, that is nice.
It was delightful because all of them were precious. We loved that we used as absolutely as many as we possibly could. But that's how the video came about.
It's a brilliant video. And I'm no singer, dude, but I love some of the lines. I'm mud on backseat, hair on your good clothes, love me a drive-through. Come on, you're channeling the voices of dogs when you say you never have to finish the sentence. Hey, shotgun, do you want a... Uh-huh. Boom, they're gone.
That is it. Yeah, then I get two dogs at the same time. It doesn't matter. Do you want to? And they're both there, you know, so...
Oh, my gosh. I hope we're going to see this win mega awards because it's so relatable. It's got high energy. It's amazing. And you tapped into something many millions of people have, dogs who need to ride with them in the cars, right? In trucks.
Well, I think, you know, for many, 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 certainly I would bet the people who are listening to your podcast and to us talk this morning, our dogs are part of our family.
I mean,
we have two-leggers and four-leggers. So we don't have the horses in the house, but they're certainly part of the family. They're always in our consciousness, you know. And when we don't have to, we don't leave them alone, you know. And we'll you know, get both dogs in the back of that truck sometimes. And like I said, Shotgun loves to ride in the passenger seat. He's so big he can barely do it, you know. We live way off the road. I mean, we live on a gravel dirt road,
right.
And driveways almost.
You're not going to give your address to our millions of listeners?
Our address is Northwestern Wyoming Heaven. That's where that is. Okay. But, you know, so on the dirt roads and on our, you know, private drives and stuff, he'll get up in the Ford drive with me and just go off and look and love. And it's just something that nourishes my spirit. I can tell you that it is nourishing. That's the best way I can. And there's a reciprocity to our animals anyway. They're just integral. So yeah, going on the road with us, being in the truck with us, doing everything with us.
It's about dang time that you got Road Dog as a song. It's been in your fiber.
I guess it has. I guess I'll have to agree with you.
Well, what I want to talk to you about too is talk about this tour coming up, Road to California. What is that all about?
Well, I mean, we just put out an album. I shouldn't say just. We put it out, you know, a while ago and started releasing songs from the newest album called Road to California. And my road has been quite interesting, Arden. I would have to say, I think it was unusual. So I'll be quick to tell you. I don't know how soon we have to go to a break. But, you know, I wrote songs in Nashville for close to 20 years, maybe a little longer than that. And I was a huge list of super successful artists, big artists have cut songs, but many number ones, and I loved it.
Women, I think I'm an ex-sports writer. I think my stats show you have 11 number one country hits that you have written. Is that right?
11 number ones and 20-something top 20s. I'm very fortunate. I work hard, but I'm fortunate. It got to a place, though, where I couldn't make the music I wanted to make because I really wanted to be an artist, and I was a bit artistically unfulfilled. In the meantime, because I like to write certain songs that connect.
Like Road Dogs.
Exactly, like Road Dogs. And so I had been going to Wyoming since 1999 or 2000. I took my daughter there when she was little bitty, and I fell in love with the country. And then I began falling in love with horses. My grandfather was a thoroughbred rancher, so I'd been around horses.
Wow.
But I hadn't gotten to ride. You know, I knew some things about taking care of them, but not much. And I began going every year. The longer I did that, the more deeply I understood I didn't know anything about horses. And that even if I wasn't aware of it, they were actually teaching me things about myself. So this opened my eyes and I went, wow, I've really got to open my eyes. The more I did that, finally I said, wait a second. I have so much to learn that if I don't make the step to do so as much as possible. I don't think I will mature as a person, grow to be the man I really want to be in my relationships, all relationships, four leggers, two leggers, and myself. I sold everything. I sold my house. I sold my furniture. I took my guitars and my art and I put it in the storage unit. And for about 8 years, something like that. So it was 2012 that I was really out. I left and I only worked with horsemanship. I worked on a lot of ranches. I worked with and for horse clinicians. I then began to help redesign riding programs for people and work with, hundreds of horses, rode thousands of miles, met the most amazing spirit, married her.
Not a horse.
That's Linda.
Okay.
That's Linda. Although there are a lot of amazing spirits besides Linda. She is my amazing spirit. And we moved to Wyoming. And when we did, she began shooting a television show off the property we were on. And I picked up my guitar and went, I really feel like I have a lot of things to say. And I'd like to say them the way I would like to say them without the confines of other artists or radio or anything like that.
Good for you.
And Linda said, I think you need to put the journeys together. Well, that journey then led to making an album called Wyoming, which got us on the national television. And then now we've made Road to California, and that seems to be blossoming for the first time since we started this. It looks like we have now radio promotion, so Road Dog will be out in the world and at radio, and we're about to cut some new music and do some more touring with my band, Horsepower 307.
We're going to tease our loyal listeners by saying we're going to dive into that in a second. So we're going to take a quick break. So hold your horses. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Pause up, pet pals. Arden Moore here. Yep, the host of the Old Behave show on Pet Life Radio. And I have some great news. Our pals at Regal.ai, yeah, that's the group that builds AI agents for brands. They just unleashed an AI dog hotline. Woof, woof. Yeah. So this is how it works. You're going to actually get to chat with a dog. Now, you get to pick one of the 15 breeds they've got on their site. You go to regal.ai/dog. And of course, I'm going to pick the Siberian Husky because I'm going to do it in honor of my dog, Chipper. And how it works is you go onto the website and you dial the number. And here it is, 845-273-3197. Stay tuned. I'm about to chat with a Siberian Husky. Let's do it.
Hi there. I'm your Siberian Husky. I'm so excited to be speaking human. I can't believe it. I took a nap and then woke up. And now all of a sudden I'm speaking to you. It's so crazy. It must be crazy for you too. Anyway, can you tell me what my name is? The name that you call me?
Chipper.
Chipper. Now that's a name fit for an explorer. It's perfect. Speaking of perfect, what's something you've always wanted to tell me now that I can talk?
How come you are such a talented escape artist, Chipper?
Escape artistry is an adventure in itself. I prefer to think of it as exploring new horizons. Speaking of adventures, do you think we could take a run together soon? The wind in my fur awaits.
Let's go run on the beach. A dog-friendly beach, okay, Chipper?
A dog-friendly beach? Now that sounds like the perfect escapade. The sand beneath my paws and the waves to chase it. Oh, did I catch a whiff of snacks? Maybe we could bring some tasty treats for a beach picnic.
How about a chunk of cheddar cheese, Chipper?
Cheddar cheese? Now that's a snack worthy of an explorer. Just imagining the melting goodness makes my tail wags. Can we munch on that together after our beach run? Life better with cheese.
Absolutely, Chipper. And then we can take a dog nap.
A post-adventure nap? Now that's just the cherry on top of our amazing day. Adventures and cheese, followed by snuggle sounds like a perfect plan. All right, I've been talking up a storm, but the wild called me. Time to dream of snow-capped mountains and adventures with you. Call me back anytime. Can't wait to chat again soon.
Love you, Chipper.
Love you too. You and me, we're the ultimate team. Now, off to the wild dreams. Until next time.
Hey, pet pals, now that was fun chatting with a Siberian Husky. As you can imagine, Regal.ai, they build AI agents for all kinds of businesses, and now they have this 15 dog breed hotline. Check it out at regal.ai/dog. Do it now.
Let's Talk Pets. Let's Talk Pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Pickler, and you're listening to Arden Moore on Old Behave on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Old Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Old Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got to tell you, I got a great guy here as our guest. He is award-winning singer, musician, writer, horseman, dog lover, good family man. We're talking Skip Ewing of the country scene. And we got him on because we were intrigued by his song that's out called Road Dog. And we explained how, you know, his muses are four-leggers named Shotgun and Polly. But all his fans submitted photos of their dogs to be in the video, music video, that you really got to watch. If you need me a pick-me-up, you don't need a cup of Joe. You need to tune on and play Road Dog. Don't you think it's kind of like, yeah, you get done hearing it? What do you think? I feel like I'm bouncing.
Well, it's a Nashville pick fest is really what it is.
That's a good phrase.
It really is. I invited some of the best Nashville musicians that I know, truly the best. Some people like Jenna Fleener and Ashby Frank and Seth Taylor and Josh Matheny. And these are all award-winning musicians who came in, and the record morphs from just a guitar and a little bluegrass groove all the way up to where Brent Mason is playing all this electric guitar. It's just, we just had fun in the studio, and it translated.
All right, so we've been teasing you all. We got to name drop more, okay? So people need to know Randy Travis, what a institution, what a country singer icon. You wrote his song called
If I Didn't Have You. That's the number one I had with him. I had several other cuts with him, yeah.
What was it like to work with him?
Well, you know, when he cut the songs, the only time I ever worked with Randy in the studio is that particular song. His producer, Kyle Lenning, called me. I've played guitar since I was 4 years old, and I have a bit of a different style than is typical.
What does that mean? Don't be teasing me and saying that.
Okay. Well, truth be told, when I was a kid, okay, the reason I say that, when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of time to play. We had chores and things we had to do. So at night, I figured out a way to practice guitar without being heard. You know those pink curlers, the women's curlers that are pink?
Well, wait a minute. My hair is so long. Okay, but yeah, I'll try to.
Well, I think they're ubiquitous in a way. Everybody's seen them somehow. Nobody wants to be caught wearing them. I took one of those pink curlers and I put it up underneath my strings on the guitar so it would mute all the strings.
That's genius.
I would just play, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't get a lot of lessons. I had a few, but I didn't get a lot. And I made stuff up. And then as I made stuff up, and I didn't know what I was doing, I just did whatever sounded good. And I used my right hand to make, you know, percussive things against the strings. And I played with a thumb pick, not a flat pick. So I began making up stuff to go with it, which is how I kind of started writing songs. I just made everything up. And so, at any rate, the song, If I Didn't Have You, has a classical guitar. I played a classical guitar as a certain way that's kind of funky, you know? And Kyle heard that on a recording I had made that was just me and a guitar. And I don't even know where they got it, but he said, I'm in the studio. All I have is this little recording of you playing a classical guitar, and we want to cut this on Randy. So I went down to the studio, and I played guitar on this record. And it was the first record I'd ever played. And Randy was, first of all, in the headphones, his voice is amazing. You know, he just fills up the space.
Oh, yeah.
He's really talented. But he was also, I wish I had more time to spend with him. He was genuine. He was just Randy. And Randy was kind. And I think big-hearted. I really appreciated, even though it was a small amount of time. That's really, then later I actually was on some tours with him and I opened for him and play, you know.
Around. Oh, good.
He always treated me well. His whole crew did.
So did you ever tell him about your pink curler story?
But I don't think we ever talked guitar.
So this is an Old Behave exclusive?
Anyway, so if you go and listen to that record, though, it's on his greatest hits album, Randy's Greatest Hits album, called If I Didn't Have You. Interestingly, the whole first verse is just drums, Randy singing, and then I come in and play. It's the only record I've kind of heard where it's just drums for a whole verse, just him and drums. Then you'll hear my classical guitar come in, which is kind of an unusual instrument to put in a country record like that. And it worked.
Well, I want to ask you, one of my favorite country singers is Keith Urban. So you've worked with him too.
And Keith's another really good guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
he really is. I've been a fan of Keith for a long time. Keith cut, we wrote a song together called I Thought You Knew. It was on, I can't tell you the name of the album. Yeah, I got to write with Keith a couple of times, and what a talented guy, you know. And he's had an interesting journey as well and done super.
What's it like? Because he's an Aussie and he's in Nashville and everybody is cool.
I don't know that anybody, you know, thinks anything different if you're Aussie or you're wherever.
I think it's cool that Aussies like country. I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot in Australia. There's a lot of appreciation for country. There are a lot of artists who are in Australia. In fact, in my opinion, one of the greatest guitar players in the world is from Australia. His name is Tommy Emmanuel. If you don't know, if you haven't ever heard of Tommy Emmanuel, just go check him out. Go and listen to even another incredible acoustic guitar player is Billy Strings. And you can even go and find. So if you take people like Billy Strings and Trey Hensley and Tommy Emmanuel and put them around, and I haven't gotten to work with Billy or Tommy. I know Trey pretty well. They're all kind of guitar, you know, guitar heroes of mine. But Tommy's from Australia. Just a genius acoustic guitar player.
Well, we need to get back to you because you're a genius too, and you're a nice guy.
I like to celebrate successes of others. It's just part of my life. I just do.
All right. Your album that's just out, and now help me. This is Road to California that Road Dogg is in, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You also kind of flip it to the song Not Afraid to Love.
Right. Yeah.
Want to tell us about that?
Well, Not Afraid to Love is the only song on the record that I didn't write by myself. And it is a song that I wrote with Wayne Kirkpatrick. You'll know Wayne Kirkpatrick because he wrote Save the World for Eric Clapton. And he is a really talented writer. And we wrote a few songs, but that particular song Linda had heard, and she fell in love with it. And it's really about resiliency and the belief in your heart. And I think as humans, we are put together. We are supposed to love. And we get hurt, you know, loving, and that can make us hesitant or, you know, reticent to give of ourselves and trust. And yet somehow we try again. We will say, I believe.
If I may, I used to be a newspaper reporter, so I'm trying to make sure I quoted you right. I was doing my homework on you, Skip Ewing. You said that when you write a song, it's writing poetry. It's three-dimensional, not two-dimensional. It's like painting.
Well, my approach to writing, the really important element that I've grown, I think, into more and more as I went along, because it's what I believe. Even if I was told something else, it became, I don't know if I agree with that. This is what...
Kind of like the curlers under the strings of a guitar. Okay.
This has resonance for me is where we are similarly human. So I approach songs with trying to have more awareness of the listener than the writer. Writing it is part of it. It's something that I learned more powerfully working with horses, because if I'm endeavoring to help a horse understand or to accomplish something together, I feel like I really have to work to understand, try, I'll never do it, but to try to go, okay, how is he seeing things? How is he hearing things? How is he moving? He's got four legs. He doesn't look the same way I do. He only sees one side of his body on each side. He feels pressure differently. Got to keep my awareness on that. And what am I asking of him? So it's the same thing for me when I'm working with music as a listener. You ask me about what I think of it as painting. And the reason I say it's three-dimensional is because we might think that I would write a poem and it's just, you know, the rhymes and a lines and maybe some story. But if you can imagine the characters and the situations in songs, I will endeavor to explore that to a degree that's maybe a little more than I have had co-writers who did. So a majority of the people that I've written with may not do that quite the same way. And I will take a long time sometimes to write a song. But in doing so, I'm able to look more deeply at what characters are affected by, how they're really loving one another, what that feels, what the aloneness of something feels like, and what the shift is from the beginning of the song to the end of the song. And when I've tried to describe it, I'm like, basically, as a songwriter, I sit down to a blank canvas. And then if I have something that I want to write, paint inside someone's imagination, I'm going to do it the same way as an artist. I've got to look deeply at what I'm writing about and then decide, am I going to just paint the one flower? Am I going to paint this vase, or am I going to paint the entire landscape? Which one is it? And importantly, I invite or try, I say space is love. Space is love. That's what I say. And not distance, but space.
No, I'm digging you, man. I just need somebody to paint my newly furbished bathroom, but I think you're above my pay grade right now for that. But you know what? I really appreciate you doing that deep dive, because I, as a writer too, and you know, you really do have to think outside the litter box and get into it. And the fact that you're really paying attention to who's going to be tuning in, that makes a big difference. Everyone, we're speaking with country star Skip Ewing, and I feel like I know you. You're a good guy, and you love dogs, and you got horses, and you've been through life. And I have a feeling that songs are going to keep on coming.
Well, your mouth to the ear of the universe.
So we know how horses have made an impact on your life. How have dogs made an impact on your life?
I don't remember a time I didn't have a dog. Well, no, I take that back. There is some time where I couldn't have a dog. But most of the time, I just wanted a dog. And I loved being around dogs. When I was in Nashville, we finally, the dog that I had her for 16, 17 years. And her name was Lovey, named by my daughter. We got her here at an adoption center, and it's been so long since we got it. I don't know that I don't even know if it's still together. We went into the place. It was really well done.
They bring shelter animals to places to help increase adoption. Yeah.
And because my daughter liked to go in there, and she saw this dog, and she goes, Dad, she needs to go home with us. And I said, honey, we talked about it, and she got back in the car, and then she said, Lovey. I said, Lovey. I said, how do you spell that? She said, L-U-V-I. I said, okay. I said, what is that? She said, that's the name of our dog.
Oh, sweet.
I said, oh my gosh. Okay. So the next day, she literally said, Dad, are we going to go pick up Lovey? And there was something about it that I went, if it really does last that long, and we go back, I said, she may not be there. We got Lovey, and she was part just of our lives, but then my life. She went everywhere. When I was traveling, when I would go to Wyoming, she would be in the car.
What kind of dog do you think she is?
She was an Aussie mix. A beautiful.
Oh, okay. He wasn't part Keith Urban.
I know it wasn't part Keith Urban. In fact, she didn't play the guitar. I tried to get her to play the guitar like Keith. He just wouldn't. And she traveled with me everywhere, Wyoming, for all that time. And she was the kind of dog who was so aware that no matter what horse I was riding, in fact, I could take a group of people and switch horses in the middle of the ride, and she would still stay with me. She was one to run ahead, lay down in the water, and watch us the direction we were going to come from, so that she would be cool when it was like, and then go running. It enriched my life more than dogs ever had because of the full interaction that I was experiencing with her. And when Linda and I got together, she had a little Jack Russell named Jack.
Of course.
I think he came with that name from the
show. Oh, that's what they always say, Skip.
I think he did, but maybe not. I'm not sure about that.
Don't. That's okay, Linda.
It seems every dog we've ever had has come from a shelter, which I love. It's not the only place to get a dog, but boy, it's a good place to do it. I just think there's so many, deserving. So anyway, and then we got Shotgun, then we got Holly. And it's a daily part of our lives. In fact, it helps structure our life. I mean, you can't have those kinds of animals and not have all these things that you...
No, horses and dogs and other things. Yeah. I live with Kona and Emma, my dogs, and three cats. And they keep my spouse and I happy, in line, and everything. And so I just celebrated 25 years in the pet industry, and I got a tattoo with a dog, a cat, and a heart.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, where is it? On the last place my body will have cellulite, which is on my upper thigh.
Oh, my God.
It's a very important decision,
Skip. That is
hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. So every day I think they keep us grounded. I think
there's
something very grounding. There's something that keeps us, that reminds us that we're human. And I think if you are someone who cares for your animals and endeavors to get better about that, and literally offer them as good a life as you can, it's a constant practice in compassion. It's a constant practice in awareness, and I love that. You know,
I love
there
it
is
too.
Nothing like beginning to understand the subtleties that, you know, why can you see a look on a dog's face and know that it's water? How can you hear a certain sound and know that is, but Shotgun has a way. He'll just look at me and make a, and he's kind of a speaker and kind of a talker anyway. And he'll make a certain sense, not exactly the same every time, but I know what it is because of the way he's standing. And, you know, his butt has hair about that thick, right? I mean, it's like, you know, and so I'll just go like this. And I could tell he knows exactly what that.
Getting a butt scratch
after he makes that sound, and he will run over and put his paws up on top of the bed, and I'll just rub him and things like that. I love our life, where we are, and with our four-legged family members. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, this has been one of my favorite episodes ever, and I've been on the air a long time. We have had as our special guest award-winning country star Skip Ewing. You got to check out his new album, Road to California. It's got a song we all need to hear. It is called Road Dogs. So happy you've stopped by and chatted with us, Skip.
Arden, I am too. You have a great personality, and you're also providing a lot of information and have for a long time. So I'm super glad to now be part of that.
You're with Betty White now. She's been on our show.
I know. Betty White, Jennifer Aniston. I saw, was it Milan? Is it Cesar Milan? And also the guy from, was it The Voice? So many. I think it was, forget his name. All right, anyway, yes, of course. That's an awesome group to be in.
Hey, everybody. At this time, I also want to give a shout out to my producer. Mark Winter is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio, the largest radio network about pets on the planet. Please check out the other shows on our network. You want to follow me? Easy. My mom gave me a weird name. It's ardenmore.com. Get my newsletter. We get prizes and good tips in it. And one of my passions is teaching you how to save your pet's life. And I'm a master instructor in pet first aid. I team up with my dog, Kona, and a confident orange tabby named Casey. And we teach veterinary approved classes in a very fun way. So go to petfirstaid4you.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.